Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Station. It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock to get the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed as well. Hope you all had a great, great weekend. Was a chill but fun weekend at the same time for me. Had some tacos yesterday for Cinco de Mayo, so that was a good time. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone that celebrated and had some tacos and maybe a couple of margaritas as well. I didn't have any margs yesterday, you know. Knew I had to come to work today, so I wasn't drinking. But anywho, hope you all had a good weekend. And look, the weekend was good, but one thing that definitely bothered me and irked me over the weekend was seeing the Atlanta Braves get swept. Seeing the Atlanta Braves lose three straight games, and now they have also lost their division lead to the Philadelphia Phillies after losing three straight games to the Los Angeles Dodgers. That is the only thing that really kept the weekend from being a perfect weekend, to be honest. Braves fall all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, lose all three games to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The best chance they had was Friday night. They lost 4-3 to the Dodgers on Friday in 11 innings. So other than that, Saturday, it was a complete blowout. It was 11-2. That one got ugly quick. And then Sunday, really, Shohei just beat you? It wasn't anything too crazy, but Shohei homer twice, hits a two-run homer in the first inning, hit another solo shot in the eighth inning, and Teoscar Hernandez also hit a home run in the sixth inning, I believe, a two-run homer. And so, you know, you give up two-run home runs and a solo homer, that can do it to you. Marcell Ozuna did it, a solo home run, but that was all the Braves' offense was a Marcell Ozuna solo home run. And look, this Braves' offense is in a slump of slumps right now. They have not – I have to look at the stat again, but they score three runs Friday, two runs Saturday, and then they score one run yesterday. And look, they have been facing some really good pitching. I definitely do not want to discredit any of the pitching they've been facing. They've been facing some really good pitching. But the Braves have some really good hitters. Let's not forget the Braves have one of the best, if not the best, and one of the deepest, if not the deepest, lineup in all of baseball. So let's not forget that as well when we're talking about this. But I'm looking for the stat here. So the Braves, they have scored three runs or less in six of their last eight games. Three runs or less in six of their last eight games. And that's just not the Braves offense that we know. We know a Braves offense that averages around five runs per game. That's what it seemed like last year. And at least to start this season, it seems like they were just going to continue down that road, continue on that trend. But this Braves offense has struggled. But again, they faced some really good pitching. Mariners had some really good pitching. Guardians had some really good pitching. And now the Dodgers have had some good pitching as well. And I know it was the Guardians first, then the Mariners, and now the Dodgers. But anywho, you get what I'm saying. Like, hopefully, in this quick two-game series against the Red Sox, they can beat up on the Red Sox pitchers. But right now, the Braves, as a collective, really are in a slump. I mean, it was good to see Ronald Acuna Jr. hit that home run on Friday to tie the game. But it was – we just need a few guys to get it together and be good at one time. Like, it doesn't have to be the whole lineup all at once. But if we can get Acuna, Olsen, and Riley going at one time, or Acuna, Ozuna, and Albies, or whatever combination – you just need a few guys in this offense to be going at once. And hopefully, you know, guys can kind of take turns of who's going to be hot, who's going to, you know, be just going good, and who may be in a slump. But either way it goes, this Braves offense is struggling. And you want to see them get out of it sooner rather than later. Now, again, I did bring up the fact that they are currently right now second in the NL East, but again, it's early, and it also, too, it is a 2.5-game lead. The Phillies have been playing well as of late. They're on a 5-game winning streak. They're 9-1 in their last 10, and the Braves 4-6 in their last 10. So, look, it's a 2.5-game lead for the Phillies right now. There's obviously still plenty of time. There's no need to worry or anything like that. But you do want the Braves to go ahead and get out of the slump. And, you know, this is the first time they've lost three games in a row all year. First time, I believe, they've been swept all year as well. So, again, it's a really good team in the Dodgers, and you would have liked to have seen a better showing from the Braves against one of the best teams, again, in the National League, and in a team that you could say rivals definitely the Braves as maybe the best team in baseball. You would have liked to have seen, again, more competitive games than that first game, but it is what it is, and it is only May. So that's the good news. They have plenty of time to get their revenge. They got time to turn it around. And the ultimate thing is we shouldn't overreact. Again, this wasn't good. Obviously, it's never good to get swept by any team, and especially don't want to get swept by the Dodgers. But at the same time, let's not overreact. It is May, and at the end of the day, we ultimately care about the Braves getting to October and playing well in October and going on a deep playoff run. If the Braves win, end up winning the World Series, we're not going to care about getting swept by the Dodgers in May, period. That's going to be a thing of the past. So, no need to overreact, but it does kind of put a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth, and it does raise maybe some concern about what's going on and, you know, this Braves offense slumping right now. But again, you're going to have your peaks, you're going to have your valleys all throughout the season, and I'd rather the Braves go through an offensive slump now than another offensive slump in October. So, again, no need to overreact. No need to say, oh, this guy is falling, this guy is falling, this, that, and the third. But the Braves will be okay. But again, it was kind of a stinker to see the Braves have this result against a good team in the Dodgers and, you know, what some people looked at as a litmus test. So, again, is what it is. Braves do get swept by the Dodgers, and they're going to be back at it tomorrow against the Boston Red Sox. Again, a quick two-game series at home before they go back out on the road for a quick three-game series against the New York Mets, and they'll come back home for a six-game homestand against the Cubs and the Padres. So, again, we talked about this on Friday, too. This is a series of games where you're going up against some solid teams. The Red Sox, again, it doesn't mean that the Braves are going to be in trouble or, you know, going to go on an extended losing streak, but they are going to have to pick it up, and they're going to have to pick it up against some good teams. Boston Red Sox coming into this short two-game series with the Braves, 19-16, solid. The Mets, they're 16-18. You should beat up on the Mets. They're not that great or not that good at all. The Cubs, they're 21-14. They're a solid team. Padres, they're 18-19, so we'll see. They may or may not be at or over the 500 mark by the time you face them, but still. And then you got the Cubs, again, who, again, are 21-14. Then you got the Pirates, 16-19. Then the Nationals, who are actually at 500 right now, but still. You're going up against some solid teams over the next couple of weeks and over this month of April. So you're going to have to turn around. You're going to have to turn around against some at least solid teams at points in this month. So hopefully they can turn around. As far as tomorrow goes, it is going to be Reynaldo Lopez on the mound for the Braves, and it is going to be Cutter Crawford on the mound for the Red Sox. Reynaldo Lopez, we know, 2-1 on the year, 1.50 ERA. And Cutter Crawford, he's been pretty good as well, 2-1 on the year as well, 1.56 ERA in 40 and a third innings pitched for the Red Sox. So hopefully getting back from a pretty solid West Coast road trip as far as length goes. Hopefully coming back home for a little bit will be good for the Braves, get back in front of the home fans, and hopefully you can find the offense at home, and then you could head back to New York for a quick three-game stretch, beat up on the Mets, find a rhythm there offensively as well, and then come home against the Cubs and the Padres and put in some work and get another good winning streak going. So that's what the Braves need right now. If they can get back and go on an extended winning streak, they'll be A-OK. So, again, no panic, but I do think the Braves definitely need to turn it around sooner rather than later, and hopefully they can do that with the offense. Because, again, the besides Saturday, the pitching wasn't bad. I mean, yesterday, Max Fried, he did have a couple of mistakes, but, again, one of those was to Shohei Ohtani. And again, the Dodgers have a solid lineup. And if you look at Max Fried's line wasn't bad at all. Like, Max Fried wasn't bad. He ends up going 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. It's not bad. And he gave up, and again, I said he gave up the 2 home runs. It's not terrible. Not terrible at all. And usually you feel like the Braves offense can at least give you would hope, 5 runs on a good night. But again, it just, Braves offense has been slumping right now. Saturday, like I said, that game was not great. But if you go back to Friday, Charlie Morton was not bad. 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He did give up a homer, but still, he had you in that game. And the Braves pitching had you in that game. Offense just couldn't do quite enough. So It is what it is. Again, you hate to see the Braves get swept by the Dodgers there. You would hope the series was a little more competitive. You would like to see them take two out of three, if not sweep the Dodgers, but it ends up being the other way around. So they'll look to get back on the horse tomorrow at home against the Boston Red Sox. First pitch is set for 7:20. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's take a dive into these NBA playoffs, because these NBA playoffs have been really, really good. And now all the second round matchups are set, and one of the second round matchups has already kicked off, and it looks like it's going to be a good one. And it involves a hometown kid who looks like he is ready to take over the league. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there, getting the people the good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The NBA playoffs continue here, and we are now all set for round two. Round one officially ended yesterday with a game seven that was pretty good for most of the game, but the Cleveland Cavaliers cap a series between them and the Magic where the home team won every single game, and the Cavs beat the Magic 106-94. So now the Cleveland Cavaliers will go on to play the Boston Celtics. And look, the Cavs, good for them, making it to round two. They beat a Magic team that, look, seems like they're coming. It seems like, you know, they got a nice young core with Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs, obviously Paolo Banchero, Jonathan Isaac. Obviously, Gary Harris is still there. Markelle Fultz looking good. Like, they have a nice young core. The Wagner brothers, Fonz and Mo, like, they got a nice young squad. However, Cavaliers, I'm sorry, ain't got no shot to beat the Celtics. Unless the Celtics completely just flop this series, which I do not see happening at all. Yeah, give me probably Celtics in five. I'd be surprised if this goes six, but the Cavs just don't seem consistent enough for me to feel like they're going to have a good shot against the Celtics. Now, Kristaps being out could maybe change things, because maybe they find a way. And Jared Allen, we'll see what happens with him and how long he's going to be out for too. But, you know, if Kristaps is out, then maybe Evan Mobley can do a little bit more damage down low. We'll see. But Drew Holiday, I could definitely see Drew Holiday locking up Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland, and then, you know, Jaylen Brown potentially locking up Donovan Mitchell, or at least neutralizing. When I say that, you know, you don't lock up necessarily a Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell even more so, but I think they can definitely neutralize them with how the Celtics guards play defense. And even Derek White, to an extent, too, he plays pretty good defense. So, yeah, I just think the Celtics are a better team. They're a more talented team, and I think they're a little bit more consistent as well. So I definitely have the Celtics going to the Eastern Coast and probably the finals. But I will say this, if they end up playing the Knicks, I think the Knicks can definitely take this game a little bit more. If they end up playing the Pacers, if the Pacers get past the Knicks in round two, I definitely think it's the Celtics that is going to be a lot of offense, but I definitely think it'll be the Celtics to come out of there. I think the Knicks probably have the best chance to take down the Celtics out of the teams left, but we shall see. So in the East, it is Celtics, as I just said, taking on the Cavaliers, and it is Pacers-Knicks. The Pacers-Knicks series will get kicked off tonight, 7:30. Knicks are the home team as the 2 seed, Pacers the road team as the 6 seed. And the other game happening tonight is a game two of a second round series between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, and this by far is going to be the best series, in my opinion, of the second round. I think Mavericks and Thunder will also be a pretty good series as well. That'll probably be the second best series out of these round two series, but Nuggets and Timberwolves seems like it's going to be a doozy, because it was a doozy of a game one. That game one happening on Saturday night, Timberwolves get the win on the road, 106-99, and Anthony Edwards just continues to show how much of a straight dog he is. Anthony Edwards in game one drops 43 points, 3-7 from three, 17-29 from the field, and man, he is just straight up having his way right now. And I absolutely love it as Georgia native, a homegrown Georgia kid, and myself, it is amazing to see this homegrown Georgia kid absolutely taking over the league right now and taking the league by storm and really having his moment, his name. So, again, 43 points. Got some good help from Karl-Anthony Towns. He had 20 points. He had 3 assists, 4 rebounds. Mike Conley as well, the seasoned vet, had 14 points and 10 assists. 3 of 4 from 3, 5 of 8 from the field. Rudy Gobert, only 6 points, but he's got his hands full with the Joker down there. But like I said, Cat, who they mainly want guarding Nikola Jokic, when he was on Nikola Jokic, he did a pretty good job neutralizing him. Now, when Gobert was on him, Gobert wasn't nearly as good because Jokic can just kind of back him down and hit the nice floater over him. But when Cat's on him, I think Cat does a pretty good job on Jokic. Again, he has the size. He has the ability to guard him out on the perimeter. He brings Jokic out to the perimeter when we talk about Jokic being on defense because, again, of how Karl-Anthony Towns stretches the floor. So they kind of cancel each other out. So, again, I think the Nuggets end up finding a way to win this series, but this series is going to be close. This series, not going to lie, this series might go 7. I think it can for sure go 6, but this series might go 7, to be quite honest. And now the Nuggets are going to have to find a way to win a game in Minnesota. Now that Minnesota has swung the home court advantage to their side of things. So this is going to be a very, very interesting series. And, I mean, Jokic knows he's in for a battle too. I mean, he basically said he needed to have a clone of himself to be able to keep up with Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns. So this Denver team is in for it. They're going to be in for it. And you're going to need some big outputs by Jamal Murray as well. And I think that could kind of be the factor to it too. How well Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. are going to be able to do it, and Aaron Gordon as well. So like this Jamal Murray, the Robin to Nikola Jokic's Batman, he's going to have to show up. Aaron Gordon's going to have to show up big. Michael Porter's going to have to show up big. And look, they didn't have bad games. Aaron Gordon wasn't great. He only had 9 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. Jamal Murray, though, 17 points, I don't think is going to get it done. He's going to have to do a little bit more. 17 points, 4 assists, a rebound, 2 of 4 from 3, 6 of 14 from the field. The Joker, 32 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. He did what he could. Didn't shoot well from 3. Took a lot of 3s. 2 of 9 from 3, 11 of 25 from the field. Michael Porter Jr., he was good. 20 points, 4 of 7 from 3, 6 of 13 from the field. I think if you continue to get this Michael Porter Jr., I think Jamal Murray will step up, and I think Jokic will continue to do his thing. But if you keep getting 20-point games from Michael Porter Jr., I think that'll be the deciding factor for the Nuggets. And, of course, like I said, you'll need some good games from Aaron Gordon as well. You need some better games off the bench. Reggie Jackson, you'll need some more shot-making from him. So we'll see. But, again, I think the Timberwolves are going to give the Nuggets everything they can handle because, again, Anthony Edwards is just on some sort of absolute tear right now where he is just getting bucket after bucket after bucket, and Cat's playing well, and Rudy Gobert, again, he's been solid. He's been the force they need down low as far as altering shots, blocking shots, getting rebounds, cleaning up the glass that allows Cat to kind of be out there on the perimeter and be the three-point threat that he is, while also he can go inside when he needs to. So this is going to definitely be a fun series, and I'm looking forward to game 2 tonight, and I'm looking forward to the rest of this series. So look, if Minnesota, I'll say this, I don't think Minnesota is going to win tonight. I think Denver is going to bounce back. I think they're going to adjust, but I'll say this, and this is obvious, I'm not breaking any news here, but Minnesota finds a way to win tonight. Woo, them Nuggets are in trouble. Won't be over with for them because, again, they got the championship pedigree. They're the defending champs, so I won't count them out, even if they lose tonight. But if they do lose tonight, going to be scary for the Nuggets. Going to be scary for the defending champions. And look, if the Timberwolves find a way to get past this round, they might be on a one-way trip to the finals, because they get past the Nuggets, I can definitely see them getting past the Mavericks or the Thunder for sure. And as far as, and again, I'm getting ahead of myself now and just spitballing here and making predictions, but if it ends up being a Celtics-Timberwolves final, I can see the Timberwolves. Believe it or not, I can see the Timberwolves taking down the Celtics. Now, that would be a tough series, but I could see it. Not saying it will happen, but I definitely could see it. So, it's going to be fun. As far as Mavs-OKC, which will get tipped off on Tuesday, along with Celtics and Cavaliers, this series is actually interesting because, to be honest, the Thunder played a lot better than I thought they were going to. So I want to say I have the Mavs going to the Western Conference Finals, and I did say whoever is the winner of that Clippers-Mavs series I have in the Conference Finals, I'm going to stay true to that, but I would not be surprised if OKC gives the Mavericks a little bit more of a run for their money than we think. Because, I mean, SGA is playing season. Chet Holmgren is playing well. I mean, this OKC team really is, again, this is their first real run in the playoffs as a core together. SGA has been in the playoffs before. But as a core, this is their first real run together. But they're playing like they don't know any better, and they're just going out there and balling and hooping. So OKC could give the Mavericks a run here, but the way Kyrie and Luka are playing right now, those two guys, I mean, I feel like at this point, one of them at least is going to go off, or they both might go off. So I think that'll be a real fun series too, and I am interested to see how OKC comes out in game one of that series. Like I said, it'll get tipped off tomorrow, 9:30, along with Cavaliers and Celtics. Game one of that series will be tomorrow as well. But look, all these series I think will be good, except for, and look, I hope the Cavs prove me wrong, but I just feel like that series is kind of going to be the stinker of the bunch in this round two, in this round two of the NBA playoffs. Again, I just see the Celtics winning in five with how much and again, the Magic are a good team. They're a good young team that played very well. But Celtics are a different beast. And if the Cavaliers struggled as much as they did with the Magic, and again, matchups make fights, I get all that. And that was a good matchup for the Magic. But Celtics are a whole different animal. And if the Cavaliers struggled the way they struggled with the Magic, I just can't see them putting up much of a fight with the Celtics, who are, by the way, a little bit more rested. And maybe that couldn't favor the Cavaliers. They're going to have just, you know, one day off and right back playing, whereas the Celtics have been resting for a little while now. We'll see who that favors. But I don't know if I see the Cavs putting up much of a fight. Like I said, I'll be surprised if it goes six. I got the Celtics in five. In early predictions before the other round start, I'll take Mavericks making it to the Western Conference Finals over the Thunder. And I'll also take the Knicks beating the Pacers. I think that'll be a fun series for sure. Two contrasting styles. Knicks play defense, want to slow it down, play in the half court. Pacers obviously want to run and gun a little bit more, get on the fast break. I just think the Knicks' experience and the Knicks' defense will help slow down the Pacers. I think the Knicks will do a good job of controlling the pace of play, and I think they'll end up getting the victory in that. So I got Celtics, Knicks in the conference finals, and give me Mavs, Nuggets in the conference finals. I do think the Nuggets are going to find a way to beat the Timberwolves, but it will be a fun, long series. I think go seven between the Nuggets and Timberwolves. But we shall see. I will say, can't even lie, I'm rooting for Ant-Man. I hope Ant-Man takes down the Nuggets. Got to root for the Georgia kid. You already know what's going on. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little Atlanta Falcons football. Josh Kendall, Falcons beat reporter, beat writer for The Athletic. He gave his ranking for the Falcons undrafted free agents. The Falcons signed 10 of them last week, and he gave a ranking from 1 to 10 on who's most likely to make the team and who's maybe not. But he had an interesting blurb about one of the wide receivers the Falcons signed, and I want you to hear about it. So we'll talk about that. And yes, I do think my man Drizzy is winning the beef. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. It's happening in 5 minutes here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care working around the clock. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for the early risers this morning. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. The Atlanta Falcons continue on with their off season, and I do want to bring to light a very good article that Josh Kendall of The Athletic put together. And he ranks the Falcons' undrafted free agents, which they signed 10 of last week. And one in particular in Isaiah Wooden. He's a wide receiver out of Southern Utah. He has him ranked first as far as who out of the undrafted free agents has the best chance to make the team. And I'll give you the blurb on why Josh thinks so in a minute. But to give you the rankings out of, and I'll give you 1 through 10, and 1 is most likely, 10 is least likely. So at number 1, he does have Isaiah Wooden, wide receiver out of Southern Utah. Number 2, he has Anthony Sal, out of cornerback out of Mid-America Nazarene. At number 3, he has Jaden Price, the corner out of North Dakota State. At number 4, he has Nolan Potter, the offensive lineman out of Northern Illinois. At number 5, he has Ryan Call, the offensive lineman out of Richmond. Number 6, he has Trey Vaval, the cornerback out of Minnesota State, Mankato. At number seven, he has Jaquay Jackson, the wide receiver out of Rutgers. At number 8, he has Austin Stogner, the tight end out of Oklahoma. Number 9, he has Ryan Sanborn, the punter out of Texas. Name right, ring a bell. And at 10, he has John Paddock, the quarterback out of Illinois. He was the guy who was thrown to Casey Washington this past season, by the way. So, as mentioned before, he has at number 1, as far as who he believes has the best chance out of the Falcons' undrafted free agents to make the roster, he has, again, Southern Utah wide receiver Isaiah Wooden. And here's what he had to say. Quote, Wooden has the best chance of making the roster because he can fly. The 5'7", 176-pounder has been clocked at 4.35 in the 40-yard dash. More impressively, his 10-yard split was 1.38. That's the fastest 10-yard split of any player at the NFL Combine this year. The fastest 10-yard split of any player at the NFL Combine this year was 1.47. And again, 1.38 is what Wooden's 10-point split was. So the fastest ever at the combine was Chris Johnson's 1.4 in 2008. And again, Isaiah Wooden, who was not at the combine, his 10-yard split was a 1.38. So he would have broken the record if he was at the combine. Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, who set the combine record with a 4.21 40-yard dash this year, had a 1.49 10-yard split. And again, Isaiah Wooden at a 1.38. So Wooden, who started his career at Utah Tech before going to Kent State and then Southern Utah, caught 61 passes for 904 yards, 14 touchdowns this past year, and the burst clearly is there and clearly caught the eye of the coaching staff. So Josh Kendall has given him the best chance to make the team and make the roster, and we'll see if, you know, he ends up making it. But we all know the Falcons still need a little bit more wide receiver help. And look, you can never have too many guys with speed. Ask the Miami Dolphins. They got Waddle. They got, obviously, the Cheetah and Tyreek Hill at OBJ, too. So good for them, even though he's not as speedy, obviously, as he once was. But if you can get a guy that can break the top off the defense and be that consistent deep threat, it changes everything in an offense. And now they hope maybe they have a few guys who can do that already in Darnell Mooney and Rondale Moore and Ray McLeod. And so if you can add a guy like Isaiah Wooden to, again, be that deep threat, then maybe, just maybe, if he shows he, you know, it's one thing to be fast, but you got to be able to do the other things as well, too. Got to be able to be a sharp route runner. Got to be able to run all the other routes in the route tree as well. Like, you can't just be a one-trick pony, obviously. But if he shows he can do all the other things well, too, then sky's the limit, possibly, for this young fella. So hopefully he can make the roster, because the Falcons could definitely use that speed at the wide receiver position for sure and have that consistent deep threat. So we'll see who ends up making the roster, if any guys out of the UDFA list, the undrafted free agent list. But Isaiah Wooden is definitely a name to keep your eye out for. All right, quickly here, while we have just a few minutes to talk about the ongoing beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, and I was talking to one of our fellow producers here, my guy Dom Chirosky. Shout out to Dom. We actually talked on the phone for like an hour last night about this whole beef, and then a couple people have been tweeting me on the X, on the Twitter, whatever you want to call it, about it. All I'm saying is, look, right now, I think I got Drake winning the beef. Now, I think Kendrick can respond and he can get back into that pole position. But right now, to me, Drake has made the most hits as far as like a song. And I know a diss track isn't all about just, you know, it being a bop, but Drake has done what a lot of, I feel like, artists can't do, and he makes hit records. He makes diss tracks hit records, too. Just think about Back to Back. Think about Duppy. And now he got Family Matters. He has Push-Ups. And this last one, I mean, he didn't really give any new information. He didn't give a lot of new information, but he responded to Kendrick's allegations that he put on Drake, and he put the ball right back in Kendrick's court. So I think Kendrick, though, is going to drop again. I don't think Kendrick is finished, but again, I do still have Drake winning the beef, because right now, I mean, again, Drake has made the better songs. He's had the bars right up there with Kendrick. I mean, to be fair, you could probably give Kendrick the edge as far as like just straight up rapping and bars go, but Drake's been right there with him. And again, I feel like Drake has addressed everything and has responded with everything. And oh, by the way, the biggest point before I forget this, yeah, it does seem like Drake really did finesse this man Kendrick. Because if you remember, and what was it? It was you. Was it Euphoria? No, it was Meet the Gramps. And whatever song Kendrick ran with the story that Drake has a daughter out there. Yeah, guess what? Drake fed him that false information and Kendrick ran with it. So when you get finessed like that, when you fall for bait, when you fall for fake information and run with it, yeah, that takes a big chunk out of your armor, buddy. So I think that right now is a deciding factor. And Kendrick has not gone, he has not responded to the whole him, you know, maybe getting faked out with the daughter information. He hasn't responded to that yet. He got that response to. So Kendrick does have some explaining to do. So again, right now I got Drake up. But of course we can talk about it at underscore Dylan Matthews if you want to on social media. Just hit me up. But that is gonna do it. When we come back here on Hometown Take, I am going to hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Monday edition of the morning shift. That is coming right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my Early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care working around the clock. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for the early risers this morning. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. The Atlanta Falcons continue on with their off season, and I do want to bring to light a very good article that Josh Kendall of The Athletic put together, and he ranks the Falcons undrafted free agents, which they signed 10 of last week. And one in particular in Isaiah Wooden. He's a wide receiver out of Southern Utah. He has him ranked first as far as who out of the undrafted free agents has the best chance to make the team. And I'll give you the blurb on why Josh thinks so in a minute. But to give you the rankings out of, and I'll give you 1 through 10, and 1 is most likely, 10 is least likely. So at number 1, he does have Isaiah Wooden, wide receiver out of Southern Utah. Number 2, he has Anthony Sal, out of cornerback out of Mid-America Nazarene. At number 3, he has Jaden Price, the corner out of North Dakota State. At number 4, he has Nolan Potter, the offensive lineman out of Northern Illinois. At number 5, he has Ryan Call, the offensive lineman out of Richmond. Number 6, he has Trey Vaval, the cornerback out of Minnesota State, Mankato. At number seven, he has Jaquay Jackson, the wide receiver out of Rutgers. At number 8, he has Austin Stogner, the tight end out of Oklahoma. Number 9, he has Ryan Sanborn, the punter out of Texas. Name might ring a bell. And at 10, he has John Paddock, the quarterback out of Illinois. He was the guy who was thrown to Casey Washington this past season, by the way. So, as mentioned before, he has at number 1, as far as who he believes has the best chance out of the Falcons undrafted free agents to make the roster, he has, again, Southern Utah wide receiver Isaiah Wooden. And here's what he had to say. Quote, Wooden has the best chance of making the roster because he can fly. The 5'7", 176-pounder has been clocked at 4.35 in the 40-yard dash. More impressively, his 10-yard split was 1.38. That's the fastest 10-yard split of any player at the NFL Combine this year. The fastest 10-yard split of any player at the NFL Combine this year was 1.47. And again, 1.38 is what Wooden's 10-point split was. So the fastest ever at the Combine was Chris Johnson's 1.4 in 2008. And again, Isaiah Wooden, who was not at the Combine, his 10-yard split was a 1.38. So he would have broken the record if he was at the Combine. Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, who set the Combine record with a 4.21 40-yard dash this year, had a 1.49 10-yard split. And again, Isaiah Wooden at a 1.38. So Wooden, who started his career at Utah Tech before going to Kent State and then Southern Utah, caught 61 passes for 904 yards, 14 touchdowns this past year, and the burst clearly is there and clearly caught the eye of the coaching staff. So Josh Kendall has given him the best chance to make the team and make the roster, and we'll see if, you know, he ends up making it. But we all know the Falcons still need a little bit more wide receiver help. And look, you can never have too many guys with speed. Ask the Miami Dolphins. They got Waddle. They got, obviously, the Cheetah and Tyreek Hill at OBJ, too. So good for them, even though he's not as speedy, obviously, as he once was. But if you can get a guy that can break the top off the defense and be that consistent deep threat, it changes everything in an offense. And now they hope maybe they have a few guys who can do that already in Darnell Mooney and Rondale Moore and Ray McLeod And so if you can add a guy like Isaiah Wooden to, again, be that deep threat, then maybe, just maybe, if he shows he, you know, it's one thing to be fast, but you got to be able to do the other things as well, too. Got to be able to be a sharp route runner. Got to be able to run all the other routes in the route tree as well. Like, you can't just be a one-trick pony, obviously. But if he shows he can do all the other things well, too, then sky's the limit, possibly, for this young fella. So hopefully he can make the roster, because the Falcons could definitely use that speed at the wide receiver position for sure, and have that consistent deep threat. So we'll see who ends up making the roster, if any guys out of the UDFA list, the undrafted free agent list. But Isaiah Wooden is definitely a name to keep your eye out for. All right, quickly here, while we have just a few minutes to talk about the ongoing beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, and I was talking to one of our fellow producers here, my guy Dom Chirosky. Shout out to Dom. We actually talked on the phone for like an hour last night about this whole beef, and then a couple people have been tweeting me on the X, on the Twitter, whatever you want to call it, about it. All I'm saying is, look, right now, I think I got Drake winning the beef. Now, I think Kendrick can respond and he can get back into that pole position. But right now, to me, Drake has made the most hits as far as like a song. And I know a diss track isn't all about just, you know, it being a bop, but Drake has done what a lot of, I feel like, artists can't do, and he makes hit records. He makes diss tracks hit records, too. Just think about Back to Back. Think about Duppy. And now he got Family Matters. He has Push-Ups. And this last one, I mean, he didn't really give any new information. He didn't give a lot of new information, but he responded to Kendrick's allegations that he put on Drake, and he put the ball right back in Kendrick's court. So I think Kendrick, though, is gonna drop again. I don't think Kendrick is finished, but again, I do still have Drake winning the beef, because right now, I mean, again, Drake has made the better songs. He's had the bars right up there with Kendrick. I mean, To be fair, you could probably give Kendrick the edge as far as like just straight up rapping and bars go, but Drake's been right there with him. And again, I feel like Drake has addressed everything and has responded with everything. And oh, by the way, the biggest point before I forget this, yeah, it does seem like Drake really did finesse this man Kendrick, because if you remember, and what was it? Meet the Gramps. And whatever song Kendrick ran with the story that Drake has a daughter out there, yeah, guess what? Drake fed him that false information, and Kendrick ran with it. So when you get finessed like that, when you fall for bait, when you fall for fake information and run with it, yeah, that takes a big chunk out of your armor, buddy. So I think that right now is a deciding factor, and Kendrick has not gone. He has not responded to the whole him, you know, maybe getting faked out with the daughter information. He hasn't responded to that yet. He got that response to. So Kendrick does have some explaining to do. So again, right now I got Drake up, but of course we can talk about it at _DylanMatthews if you want to on social media. Just hit me up. But that is gonna do it. When we come back here on Hometown Take, I am going to hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Monday edition of the morning shift. That is coming right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.